I sprinted across the clearing, jumped across the creek, and dived under the limestone ledge. Seeing the expression on little Alfred's face gave me all the reward I needed for performing amazing feats of amazing things. With a little help from Madam Moonshine, of course. I mean, the boy was just tickled to death to see me. When I reached the ledge, I was dripping wet, but that didn't seem to bother him. He came running over to me, throwed his arms around my neck, and liked to have strangled me with love.
Hanky, you came back. I'm so glad.
Well, of course I came back. Did you think I was going to leave you to the buzzards and the bobcats? He released me and stepped back. His eyes had grown as big as plates.
Did you see that big old tiger?
It was a bob. No, maybe it was a tiger. Yes, I'm sure it was. Probably the biggest tiger ever seen in Ochiltree County.
The big old tiger was going to eat me. But then two wolves came and went him away.
Yeah, well, I hope you understand who brought the wolves, son. They were pals of mine, and I asked them to do a little favor for me, see? And, well, you know the rest of the story. I hope you'll remember this next time your ma starts chunking rocks at me. The smile on his face faded. His lower lip began to tremble, and a tear slipped out of the corner of his eye.
I want to go home. I miss my mommy.
I lifted my head to a stern angle and gave him a severe looking over. I thought she was mean. I thought you were going to run away from home. I thought you didn't like your new baby sister. What's the deal?
I don't like tigers, and I'm cold and I'm hungry, and I want my mommy.
All right, that is. Don't cry anymore. I'll take you home as soon as this rain lets up, but you've got to promise to quit pulling my tail and being a little brat. Can you do that? He nodded. All right, raise your right hand and repeat the pledge. I promise to quit being a little brat.
I promise to quit being a little brat.
Forever and ever and always.
Forever and ever and always.
So help me. Suddenly I heard a fluttering noise behind me. Thinking that we were about to be attacked by Sinister the Bobcat or by my cannibal friends, I bristled, bared my fangs, whirled around, and cut loose with a deep, ferocious bark. Oh, buzzards. Two of them. Wallace and Junior.
Hi there, neighbor. It's kindly damp out there on the limb. Don't reckon y'all would mind sharing this nice dry cave with... Move over, Junior. You're crowding me, son. And if y'all don't mind, we'll just set in here till this shower passes over, is what we had in mind.
I swaggered over to the old man. Are you the same guy who was up in that tree waiting for my little pal to get attacked by a bobcat? His beak dropped open.
No, sir, I did not. In fact, I said to Junior, and these here are my very words, I said, Junior, you get yourself down there and help that boy.
I heard what you said, Buzzard, and it would serve you right if I throwed you out in the rain.
Now, I never... You must have misunderstood. Junior, are you going to sit there and let this dog...
Yeah, because you did say that, and I heard you.
Wallace glared at him.
Tattletale.
I'm maybe a tattletale, but you told a big fat lie.
That's exactly right, Buzzard. You told a big fat lie. Wallace's eyes darted back and forth between me and Junior.
Well, what did you expect? It's hard to be a Christian and a buzzard at the same time.
That's no excuse, and unless you agree to take some punishment for being such a creep, you can just stand outside in the rain. Wallace narrowed his eyes to slits.
I ain't never took no punishment from no dog, and I ain't fixing to start now, and I'll go stand by myself in the rain, and I'll enjoy every minute of it, because I'd rather be around me than be around a bunch of ninnies. So there!
And with that... He waddled out on the ledge and stood in the pouring rain. Junior turned to me and gave me a shy smile.
Hi, doggy. Pa told a lie, and you did right to make him leave.
Just then, Wallace stuck his face back inside the cave and said, "And furthermore, I hope all y'all's babies are born naked." Then he went back out. "Junior, I'd like for you to meet a friend of mine. This here's little Alfred. Alfred, this is Junior the Buzzard." Little Alfred stared at us in amazement.
"A real buzzard?"
"That's right, son. In a year or two, you won't be able to talk back and forth with us like this, but you can now, and we might as well give you the full treatment. When you get home, you can tell your ma that you met a real, genuine buzzard."
Hi, Alfred.
The boy couldn't speak. He just stared at us with shining eyes and a big smile. Just then, Wallace yelled at us again.
"It's great out here. I love it. Never enjoyed a rain more in my life."
Junior grinned.
What was the punishment going to be?
"Well, I was going to make your old man join us in singing a nice, happy song about all the wonderful things we enjoy about this life. He's such a grouch, I figured that would hurt him as bad as anything."
Yeah, he'd hate that.
I went to the edge of the cave. Old Wallace was out there, all humped over and dripping water and grumbling to himself. "How's the weather out there, Wallace?"
"Wonderful. I still love it."
"You sure you don't want to come back inside and take your punishment?"
"Puppy, I ain't never took no."
At that moment, a bolt of lightning came crashing down and struck a big cottonwood tree right in front of us. Leaves and tree bark went flying in all directions, and there was a terrible boom. Wallace squawked and jumped so high that he landed back inside the cave.
"On second thought, a little punishment is good for the soul. What is it you have in mind, dog?"
"We're all going to sing a little song."
"I hate songs."
"About the things we love most in this life."
"I hate love."
"And you're going to do a verse the same as the rest of us."
"I hate music and I can't sing."
"Then get back out there in the rain."
"On the other hand, a guy can always try."
"That's better."
"But that don't mean that I like it."
"That's fine. You don't have to like it."
"Good, because I won't."
I went through the song and showed him how it was done. Then I did the first verse, and when I finished, we went around in a circle, and each one of us did a verse. Even little Alfred did one. The song was called "I Love All Kinds of Stuff," and here's how it went.
"I love the septic tanks, emerald waters, bank to bank. Oh, I love the septic tank, it makes my life worthwhile.
I love the pretty girls, they make my feathers want to curl. Oh, I love pretty girls, they make my life worth a while.
I love flying forks, so my mommy very much. I love her kinder dog, she makes my wife a girl.
But I ain't gonna like it, and it ain't gonna sound pretty. I love, I love, I love. What key's it in? I can't find the note.
It won't matter, Wallace. Just grab a note and run with it.
All right, you asked for it. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I love being mad, yelling, scolding, talking bad. I love being called a cat. It makes my life worthwhile.
We cut loose and sang. It must have been pretty good, because when we were done, the rain had stopped and the sun had broken through the clouds. I turned to Wallace.
Now, wasn't that fun? Go ahead and admit it. We won't tell anybody. No, it wasn't no fun at all. I hate music, I hate singing, I hate love, and I hate fun. Wallace, you're nothing but a cad. His face burst into a smile. Now you're talking, dog. I love that. The old fool. I pushed him off the ledge and he flew away. Then I turned to Junior. Well, the rain's quit, and I've got to get this boy back to his ma. See you again sometime. It was fun.
Yeah, it sure was. I love to sing.
Little Alfred hadn't said a word. He was hanging back kind of bashful-like and had a finger in his mouth.
Goodbye, Junior. I like buzzards.
Bye, little Alfred.
And with that, Junior jumped off the ledge and flapped his big wings and flew away. I took a deep breath and turned to Alfred. Well, son, you've had a rare opportunity to meet some of my friends. One of these days, when you're all grown up, you'll look back at this day and wonder if it really happened. And it did. He nodded and smiled, and the sparkle in his eyes was prettier than any star I'd ever seen. Now let's see if we can sneak you back home without getting both of us in a world of trouble. And with that, we left our adventures behind us and headed for the house.